Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we will unlock the book, Salt, Sugar, Fat, How the Food Giants Hooked Us. The obesity epidemic is the most severe public health crisis the world has observed in the 21st century. Since 1995, the worldwide prevalence of obesity in adults has increased by 50% to 300 million in 2000. In 2003, obesity was at a record high. The average adult in the United States was 24 pounds heavier than in 1960. The World Health Organization considers obesity one of today's most blatantly visible, yet most neglected, public health problems, coining the term globesity. There is no obvious harm in being a little plumper and heavier than average, but obesity has been linked to several chronic illnesses such as diabetes, cardiovascular diseases, hypertension, gallbladder disease, as well as three types of cancer: breast, colon, and that of uterus lining. Worse still, scientists revealed that obesity is a long-lasting and likely incurable condition. Overweight children tend to stay overweight even after they grow up. So, why and how does obesity become such a prevalent issue? The answer lies in our eating habits. Modern humans consume more processed foods than ever before, and processed foods are inherently lacking in nutrients. They also contain a great amount of saturated salt, sugar, and fat, which are the three major causes of obesity. In short, to lead a healthier lifestyle, we must first reduce our consumption of processed foods. Simple, right? Well, it's easier said than done. Members of modern society face many hurdles in their attempts to change their eating habits. Not only processed foods tend to be more palatable, but they are also convenient and widely available. Hence, by gaining insights into the inner workings of the food industry and the hazards of processed food, we might be able to turn our backs on the tasty yet unhealthy food we like so much, and finally change our diet for the better. This is where salt, sugar, fat comes in. Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative journalist Michael Moss infiltrates the world of the food giants. Based on the accounts of industry insiders, Moss exposes the marketing tactics and operations of Kraft, Coca-Cola, Frito-Lay, Nestle, Aria, and other prominent food companies. With his keen observation and critical voice, his book makes a compelling argument against the modern food culture. In this bookie, we shall examine Moss' work by focusing on the two primary aspects of its content. Part 1: Why are American food manufacturers reliant on salt, sugar, and fat? Part 2: How do American food manufacturers make buyers consume more salt, sugar, and fat? Part 1: Why are American food manufacturers reliant on salt, sugar, and fat? On April 8, 1999, 11 heads of America's largest food companies gathered in an office complex in Minneapolis, with one topic on their agenda: the epidemic of obesity. At that time, food manufacturers were condemned by powerful critics from the whole society, including Harvard, the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the American Heart Association, and the Cancer Society. Experts stated that these companies were responsible for the unhealthy dietary habits among consumers due to their over-reliance on salt, sugar, and fat in the food manufacturing process. Now, some of us may wonder, what is the appeal of these three ingredients? The answers, as Moss writes, are fairly straightforward. Here is the first one: salt, sugar, and fat make our food tastier. There is a platinum rule in the processed food industry: regardless of the changes in nutrition charts and formulas, the products must remain appetizing. All food giants know that when most buyers shop for food, the first thing they consider is not the product's nutrition value, but their taste. Food companies aim to please the consumer's taste buds at a cheaper production cost. Naturally, salt, sugar, and fat, all of which happen to be some of the cheapest ingredients out there, become the must-haves in food factories. The appeal of sugar is undeniable. In school, we were shown a diagram called the tongue map, with five parts of the tongue being associated with five main tastes. The big patch at the back was more sensitive to bitterness, the sides were drawn to sourness and saltiness, while the tip of the tongue had a taste for sweets. This is a misconception. In fact, every inch of our mouths responds well to sugar. Throughout history, humans' craving for sugar has been a consistent phenomenon. When Christopher Columbus sailed toward the Americas for the second time, he had brought sugar cane along to be planted on the continent. This fact still holds true to this day. On average, Americans consume 71 pounds of caloric sweeteners each year, which equals to 22 teaspoons of sugar per person every day. It is a staggering number. Sugar not only makes the taste, but also the aroma, appearance, and texture of food and beverages more enticing. Sugar gives candies a bigger bulk and a better texture. It adds the gorgeous golden brown or caramel color to the breakfast cereal, making it crispier. Sugar has become the lifeblood of the food industry, from the cookie manufacturers to the soda makers. It is everywhere. Though our taste buds and body's reaction to fat is not as intense as to sugar, fat is just as alluring as sugar. Moss describes the subtlety of fat's allure with an analogy: if sugar is the methamphetamine of processed food ingredients, then fat is opiate, with less striking effects, but no less addictive. One of fat's most valued functions is masking certain flavors, while accentuating others at the same time. For instance, the tangy flavor in the sour cream doesn't taste great on its own. But the fat in it coats our tongues and keeps our taste buds from coming in contact with too much of the acidic component. In the meantime, the layer of fat stimulates our tongues to absorb the aromatic flavors in the sour cream. Because of this extraordinary trait, fat has brought a fortune to the food manufacturing industry. Some types of fat can even allow foods like corn chips, crackers, ice cream, and cookies to retain their textures and flavor while sitting on the supermarket shelves over a long period of time. Unlike sugar and fat, the amount of salt in processed foods is limited. But salt plays a key role in the industry's effort to boost sales and consumption. It can make sugar sweeter and add crunch to crackers and waffles. As Cargill, the largest industry supplier of salt, puts it, salt, or sodium chloride, helps give foods their taste appeal in everything from bacon, pizza, cheese and French fries to pickles, salad dressings, snack foods and baked goods. More impressively, salt fixes taste and texture. Without it, cornflakes taste metallic, crackers will be bitter, soggy, and mushy, whereas ham will become disgustingly rubbery. Salt does beyond stimulating the taste buds, and for this reason, the food industry can never get enough of it. Next, let's look at the second reason why these ingredients are popular. Salt, sugar, and fat save the manufacturers a great deal of money. All three of these ingredients are cheap, which is a good enough reason for processed food makers to keep adding them to their products. Sugar, for example, can act as a substitute for some costly ingredients. Ketchup manufacturers use sugar to add more bulk and texture so that they can use less tomatoes. Similarly, fat is also a cost-saving wonder to the food giants. The fattier trimmings of meat used to make hot dogs and burger patties are cheaper than leaner meat. For that reason, the American hamburger industry, which uses up 7 billion pounds or more of ground beef each year, relies heavily on fat. Hamburger meat is a mixture of beef trimmings, with the fattiest scraps containing half fat and half protein. Using less fat in their products drives up the production cost. This will then impact the profit they make, which is something food manufacturers try to avoid. As for salt, we have mentioned the fact that it adds flavors to the food. Still, it is crucial to note that it is not the only ingredient that can achieve this purpose. In an attempt to reduce the sodium level in soup, Campbell found that fresh herbs and spices can do the same. The downside is that this will cost the company a lot more, proving, again, the reason why food manufacturers always stick to salt. All right, that is all for part one. In this section, we have learned why American food manufacturers are so reliant on salt, sugar, and fat. Aside from the fact that these three ingredients enhance the taste, appearance, and texture of processed foods, they also allow food makers to save millions and billions of production costs. It is no wonder that food companies cannot afford to give them up.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.